The world will turn its attention to Ground Zero on Sunday, but Police Commissioner Ray Kelly calls the run-up to the anniversary
a major security event.
The NYPD will also be safeguarding the arrival of the USS New York, Fashion Week, the U.S. Open, and several Mets home games.
We have to maintain a 360-degree perimeter and view of what's going on.
The subways will be flooded with officers, and specially equipped counterterrorism convoys can be dispatched anywhere at any time. Kelly says the threats are numerous.
Al-Qaeda affiliates that exist in Yemen and Somalia and other places, and then the so-called lone wolf terrorists is something we are very much concerned about.
While there are no specific 9/11 threats against the city, it remains the terrorists' number one target. Marla Diamond, WCBS 880 News. The NYPD security ring extends beyond the World Trade Center site and memorial for an anniversary Police Commissioner Ray Kelly calls extraordinary.
In the transit system in Midtown Manhattan, we can't take our eye off the ball, so to speak.
The NYPD Harbor Unit has teams of specially trained divers, and convoys will be equipped with bomb technicians, snipers, and heavy weapons teams. While there are no specific 9/11 threats,
Osama bin Laden spoke about 9/11 as a date for a possible terrorist attack.
Al-Qaeda and its affiliates are a major concern, but so are so-called lone wolves or Al-Qaeda sympathizers, seemingly ordinary citizens radicalized by the internet. In Lower Manhattan, Marla Diamond, WCBS 880 News.